Saturday we were visiting with family and friends in Columbus. And we went out to this wonderful Italian restaurant and we're just having a great dinner. And you know how you're sort of sitting there and often you can hear people talking around you? There was a table of folks sitting back behind us. And they started talking about religion. Of course, that always gets my antenna going, right? Sort of listening with one ear. And someone at the table said, well, can you imagine what's happening to the Catholic Church? It's just fallen apart. Now, maybe more than one of us has thought that in a number of years, in the light of all kinds of stuff that's going on. But I've been thinking about that ever since I heard that. And you know, one of the things that I think is a lesson to be learned from this day, when you look at all the players that are in this story, you know, starting with Mary and Joseph, can you imagine what it was like for Mary to go to Joseph and say, I'm pregnant? Oh yeah, but it's from God, so don't worry about it. Can you imagine what was going on within her when she had to go to him? Have you ever gone to bed at night and just had those racing thoughts? You're just distracted and disturbed. Can you imagine what was going through Joseph's head as he lay down and was making the decision to divorce his young wife? I mean, these are people, flesh and blood folks like us. And he's laying there thinking that his young bride has been unfaithful. And now they're out of town. They're in a strange area at the most vulnerable and difficult time, arguably, of a young family's wife, especially this young woman, giving birth to a child in a barn. The most vulnerable. And when you want to have mom and aunts and uncles and at least grandpa out on the porch somewhere, and no one, none. A stranger away from home at the most vulnerable time. How many of us have felt that? All alone. Just vulnerable. Our hearts broken at different points in our life. And these shepherds, I mean, the shepherds were the lowest of the low. You know, I mean, you couldn't get a job doing anything else, you could always be a shepherd. And these guys are just hanging out in the field. And angels appear. What they all have in common is they have an encounter with God. An encounter with God, each in their own way. And it changes them. And as we look all the way through the stories of Jesus, all the way into his post-resurrection accounts, what is it that changes people? Remember the two folks walking on the road from Emmaus? And they say, aren't our hearts burning within us when he talked to us on the road? That was all about an encounter with God. And if, as the people at the table were saying, is true, that the Catholic Church is collapsing, it's not collapsing because we haven't been catechized. I mean, there are many of us that still remember Sister Elfrida in the seventh grade or whatever pounding you. to memorize your prayers and to study the Baltimore Catechism. And we know the prayers. We have been catechized. What we have not been, if it is indeed collapsing, is evangelized. Therein lies the true rubber hitting the road. That experience of God. When we're at our most vulnerable, our most frightened, our most alone, consistently the message is, be open. Be open to God. Because it is an encounter with God that makes everything else that we do make sense. If we haven't first had that encounter, that experience of God, however we know that to be true, then everything else we do is crazy talk. It's just nuts. Then Santa is just Santa. Yeah, it's cool, it's mystery, it's, you know, presents under the tree. How'd they get there? Don't know. How's he do all this in one night? It's mystery. But if it just stops there, then we are the most pitiable of people. Because it must be that encounter with God that fires us, that fuels us, that everything else makes sense around. That when we are indeed at our most broken and vulnerable, when we're most alone, is when we're most in touch with God. Because then it's not us. Then I'm not large and in charge. Then I'm not driving the bus. Somebody else is. And it's bigger than me. And that's ultimately what we're celebrating today. So as I leave you with a Christmas wish, this is what I wish for all of us in this church. That Christmas can come and find us. That Christmas can find me when I am the most vulnerable and hurt and frightened. Frightened for our children. Frightened for our nation, frightened for our friends, frightened when there's illness, frightened when my marriage is falling apart. In those most broken of times, that Christmas can come and find me. And I can have that encounter with the Christ child, Bethlehem. May the Lord bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.